Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, a great website full of great news and information about all things music and arts and culture in the Capital Region. And we start off with some music coming to the Eggs Heart Theater tonight. The Bakersfield Sound, Merle Haggard and Buck Owens, unfortunately, no longer with us, but Dwight Yoakam is there, and he's carrying on the tradition.
Indeed, carrying on the torch. The old honky-tonker is back. He doesn't play around here very often. I think it was 2 years ago. He was a headliner at Mass Mocha's Fresh Grass Festival. Yeah, it was 2015, I think, yeah. But he doesn't come around very often, so tonight is your chance to see Dwight Yoakam, and you know it's going to be a good show. Here's a little bit of his tune, Turn It On, Turn It Up, Turn Me Loose.
And the music with the laughter seemed to soothe my loneliness. Turn it out, turn it out, turn me loose from memories driving me lonely, crazy and blue. It helps me.
Dwight Yoakam plays at the Eggs Heart Theater tonight. The weather, I'm afraid, not too promising for the Tulip Fest in Albany's Washington Park, but if the show goes on, and it most likely will, let's hope, radio waves from Maurizio may be the first sound you hear.
It may be the only sound you hear, too, depending on how the weather holds out. But yeah, it's Saturday and Sunday, Tulip Fest, of course, in Washington Park, and there's you know, the headliners minus the Bear and the Palms, and on Sunday it's the old Philly soul group, the Delphonics. But the Tulip Fest lineup of music this year is full of wonderful local music as well. A lot of it's on the main stage. I mean, they're Wild Adriatic, Holly and Evan Band, Aaron Hark's band are all playing the main stage this year. And, of course, over at the Lake House stage, it's all local music. And there's everybody from Dryer to Ramblin' Jug Stompers will be there over the weekend. Stop by, walk back and forth between the stages. Music starts about 1 o'clock both days. So the festival starts about 11 in the morning. And it's all free. So kicking off the festival will be Troy Troubadour Maurizio, and here's Radio Waves from his album Before the Crowd.
Love, love. I'm tired of people's made up lies and hard to miss. I'm tired of my own lies that I live, but today I'm gonna start again new. Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is and start again new. I'm gonna tell it like it is and start again new.
Maurizio, Radio Waves, he'll be kicking off the Albany Tulip Fest, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Lake House stage in Washington Park in Albany. Let's hope so. The weather not looking too good, but bring an umbrella. A couple of years ago, I was taking some phone calls, a number of years ago, maybe 10 or so, I was taking a phone call at the WAMC Fund Drive, and I was sitting next to a volunteer who was also taking some pledges. And she put down the phone, and she was absolutely thrilled because she had just taken a pledge from Marshall Crenshaw.
Ah, yes.
And Marshall will be playing at tomorrow night, 7:30, at the Upper Room in Albany.
Yeah, if Tulip Fest does happen to get rained out, there is a scad of wonderful musical entertainment on tap tomorrow night. Slade Cleaves is over across the street at the Linda. Bodines are at the Egg, Hollis Brown's at the Hollow, Manhattan Transfer's up at Skidmore, State Champs are at Upstate Concert Hall, Super 400 at the Hangar. There's too many choices, but I'm going with Marshall Crenshaw at the Upper Room. It's going to be an early show, starts at 7:30, so Tulip Fest ends at like 6, it's a perfect after party there, 7:30 Saturday night, the Upper Room. From Someday, Someway to Whenever You're on My Mind, Crenshaw is just a super pop song crafter. Songs are full of hooks. Great songwriter. And this is one of my favorites, Calling Out for Love at Crying Time from the album Mary Jean and Nine Others.
Call out for love, crying time.
Marshall Crenshaw will be at the Upper Room in Albany, 7:30 p.m. Saturday. Rory Block, it seems every time we talk to you, Greg, there's always something going on at Cafe Lena, and it's no exception this time. It's next Saturday, May 20th, Rory Block at Cafe Lena.
Well, this is a really special one. I mean, Rory Block is she's a Chatham resident, a local woman, but she's an internationally acclaimed 5-time Blues Music Award winner. She doesn't play that often around town, so it's a special event anytime she plays. But this one's going to be extra special because she's calling it Sisters of Slide, and it's Rory Block teaming up with Woodstock's own Cindy Cash Dollar, who's a member of the Texas Music Hall of Fame, played with Asleep at the Wheel and scads of people. So you got two for the price of one, Rory Block and Cindy Cash Dollar together. That's going to be a great show. So again, on Saturday, May 20th at Cafe Lena. And we'll listen to Rory playing an old Sun House song from her album, Blues Walking Like a Man. This is Depot Blues.
And the violin and it rang the bell. You know my man John Boy, he was waving back very well. If I had my way, I would set this train off a track.
Depot Blues from Rory Block, who will be at Cafe Lena next Saturday, May 20th, with Cindy Cash Dollar. What do the following people have in common? I know you know this, Greg. Eric Clapton, John McMee and Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac, Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stones. They all were students, I guess you could call it, of the godfather of British blues, John Mayall, who will be coming to our area twice.
Oh, okay. See, I thought maybe they all called in pledges, too. But,
oh, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Well. I'm not so sure about Mick Fleetwood. I'd like to be on the other end of that phone call, wouldn't you?
Sure. I have been on the other end of that phone
really,
call with Mick Fleetwood. But John Mayall, who I believe many years ago played Tulip Festival.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing Tulip Festival this year, but there are two opportunities to see him in concert coming up early next month. He'll be at Bearsville Theater in Woodstock on Sunday, June 4th, and he'll be up at the Cohoes Music Hall on Tuesday, June 6th. And he is, you know, he is the man in the British blues scene, and he's still at it. I thought we'd go back to one of his old hits. A little bit of John Mayall doing Room to Move.
John Mayall, Room to Move, the king of the British blues, the grandfather, I guess you can call him, the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock on Sunday, June 4th, and then the Cohoes Music Hall 2 days later, June 6th. John Mayall, Room to Move. And Greg Hames of Nippertown.com, I hope you have a good time at the Tulip Fest. Bring your umbrella, and we'll see you in a little bit.
You bet. Next time, it'll be even more stuff to pick from. That's the way.